One of the challenges in preventing and treating the fungal disease Valley Fever is that much about the disease remains unknown. And much of what we do know stems from work done over 70 years ago, when early disease research was supported not only by Stanford University and local health departments, but also a farther-reaching agency with much deeper pockets. FM89's Carrie Klein reports from a small San Joaquin Valley city with a long history of the disease.
Almost everyone in the city of Lemoore has a story about Valley Fever. Take Frank Bernhardt, drinking a beer at the Fleet Reserve Bar on the edge of town. He first encountered the disease in the 1960s.
Years ago, my youngest daughter had it. She just didn't have no energy.
Across the bar, Kevin Cronover is playing dice with some buddies.
I had a sailor that worked for me that had it. He was over at the base hospital.
Both Bernhardt and Cronover served at Naval Air Station Lemoore, the Navy's largest jet base in the country. Looking out at the airstrips cutting through dusty fields of cotton and corn, it's no surprise that the naval base struggles with this desert disease, caused when people breathe in spores from a fungus that lives in the soil. Kings County, where Lemoore is located, ranks consistently among California's three worst counties for Valley Fever. And from 2000 to 2013, Lemoore had the highest number of cases of any military base in the country. But the air station's history with Valley Fever begins much earlier, in the mid-20th century, when military researchers teamed up with a prominent epidemiologist to study the disease. This collaboration resulted in a wealth of Valley Fever data and trends, and a legacy of research that still informs how we approach the disease today.
The expansion of knowledge of the disease was very importantly supported by military contribution.
Dr. Demosthenes Papagiannis runs a Valley Fever testing lab at UC Davis and has been studying the disease since the 1950s. He says as the military expanded into the San Joaquin Valley at the start of World War II, leaders brought in Dr. Charles Smith, a Stanford physician who pioneered Valley Fever research. He came armed with a skin test that could detect immunity to the disease. Beginning in 1941, Smith skin tested every service member stationed at four bases in the valley, including Lemoore, which at that time belonged to the Army. Smith also had access to prisoners of war, many of whom were hospitalized with the disease. Sandra Larson is former director of the nonprofit Valley Fever Americas and an unofficial Valley Fever historian.
So it was an ideal laboratory, ideal place to find out a lot about the occurrence of Valley Fever and how often it happened and how quickly it happened.
This tremendous patient base allowed Smith to confirm all sorts of important details about Valley Fever incidence and infectiousness.
Well, the military has been crucial in all of this. Their interest brought it to a national attention, and that's something that we're still working at today, is getting that national attention.
Since those studies ended in 1946, the military's involvement in Valley Fever research has waxed and waned. It peaked with vaccine development in the 1980s, which ultimately stalled. Earlier this year, the Navy was awarded a small grant for a blood serum study to understand exposure rates. Even if the military's interest levels haven't endured, so much of that early research has. Smith's findings from World War II still shape our basic understanding of Valley Fever, including maps of where the disease naturally occurs. Plus, the military made some of the earliest discoveries in dust control related to the disease. Since the war, Valley Fever incidence throughout the military has dropped by an order of magnitude, from over 10 cases per 100,000 service members down to less than 3. Over a 14-year period, from 2000 to 2013, Naval Air Station Lemoore reported 62 cases of the disease. It may not sound like a huge number, but it's still the highest reported by any U.S. military installation during that time period. Dr. Ryan Maves is an infectious disease expert at Naval Medical Center San Diego.
We see periodic cases from Fort Irwin or from 29 Palms or from Yuma or just from San Diego. But Lemoore is really one of the military's epicenter of Valley Fever.
The Navy has not shared base-specific data since 2013, but a doctor at Lemoore claims their case rate today is similar to that seen in surrounding Kings County, meaning they could see anywhere from a small handful to a few dozen cases per year. The military officials I spoke with don't seem alarmed by those numbers. Maeve says prevention is difficult when the disease simply travels in the air.
There's only so much dust reduction one can do on a base with supersonic jets taking off from it.
That's why at Lemoore, the focus is instead on education and outreach. Dr. Francis Hall, director of public health on base, says every provider at their shiny, cavernous naval hospital has to take coursework in recognizing and treating valley fever. Plus, all sailors have to sit through a mandatory lecture on the disease.
There's no instruction saying that we have to do this. We just think it's in the best interest of our population, given the fact that the bulk of them are not from this area.
Other institutions do take pointed preventive measures. For instance, the California State Prison System has seen huge drops in valley fever cases since it began relocating inmates out of the valley based on their ethnicity and skin test results. Hall says that's just not practical in the Navy. On the other hand, he says the Navy does take pre-existing health conditions into account when choosing where to station sailors. And at Lemoore specifically, some protective measures are built into the job.
Much of the work done at this base is around aircraft because this is the F-18 base. And when people are working around the aircraft, they typically wear respirators.
Sandra Larson appreciates how important the military was to early disease research, but she wishes its role today was greater.
Maybe until the Surgeon General himself gets the disease, maybe there won't be that much interest. But I'm hoping that eventually the military could be interested in helping to fund the cure.
She ventures, if they got involved with vaccine development once, they could do it again. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.